Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr, getting back into the swing of things after your long holiday weekend. And usually on a long weekend like Thanksgiving, where there's very little farm news. But we do have a few unique items this morning as Sac County, Iowa Sheriff's Office started looking for a missing Iowa trucker late last week. David Schultz was last heard from in the early morning hours of Tuesday. Sarah Schultz described her husband David as an extremely hard worker, passionate about livestock and his family. They have 10-year-old twin boys. Sarah says, "Dave works hard, comes home, that's it." The 53-year-old trucker went missing under mysterious circumstances. His livestock truck was found with a full load of hogs. The 53-year-old Schultz was missing. Sac County, Iowa, law enforcement agencies and volunteers searched for him through last week. That search, suspended yesterday, will resume today. Wolf Carbon Solutions, which has proposed a controversial 260-mile carbon dioxide pipeline for Illinois and Indiana, temporarily withdrawing its application to build in Illinois. Wolf filed a motion last week to withdraw, saying the company wants to address questions raised during a state review process in which landowners voiced strong opposition and an Illinois Commerce Commission staff member recommended against approving the project. In the filing, Wolf says, "We've made the decision to withdraw our current application with intent to refile in early 2024 to address the questions and concerns raised by Illinois Commerce Commission staff in their recommendation." Farmers in our area and across the country have been utilizing the talented services of South African farm help, help from south of the border, Australia. USDA's recent farm labor survey indicates a substantial rise in wages for H-2A laborers employed by farmers and ranchers for next year. This increase will affect ag businesses across the country with varying impacts depending on the region. According to the survey, wage rates for H-2A employees are set to increase in all states and regions next year. Specifically, farmers in 13 states will face more than $1 per hour increase in labor costs. In 31 states, the wage hike will be between 50 cents and $1 per hour. The Department of Labor uses the USDA Farm Labor Survey to establish the adverse effect wage rates for H-2A workers. Farmland prices have consistently increased in 2023 with a decrease in the overall number of buyers. Purdue University's Agricultural Economic Insights reports the farmland market remains stable, maintaining strong bidding activity despite a decrease in bidders. The year has brought a few record-breaking sales, including the notable one in Pembina County, North Dakota, illustrating that just a couple of interested parties can drive prices higher than anticipated. This is Inside Agriculture. Let's take a break for the morning markets.